From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. In the United States, the House and Senate have now approved a bill imposing new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea. The bill will now be sent to President Trump for his signature. Senators overwhelmingly approved the bill late Thursday on a vote of 98-2, a day after the House and Senate agreed on the terms. The House had already passed the bill with a vote of 419-3. The bill is designed to affect a wide range of Russian industries, hitting the country squarely in the pocketbook. Trump objects to the sanctions, but the bill has enough support in both houses to easily override a presidential veto. He particularly objects to a passage barring presidential interference aimed at easing the sanctions. Powerful political figures in Washington are coming to the defense of U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. They are criticizing President Trump for his days of complaints on Twitter about Sessions. Sessions told the Associated Press he will stay in his job for as long as the president wants him to serve. Clashes erupted in Caracas, Venezuela Thursday between anti-government protesters and security forces. A 48-hour labor strike is underway in the South American country. The clashes come just days before Sunday's election of a National Assembly that will rewrite the Constitution. It's been estimated that 100 people have died in civil unrest in the past 4 months in Venezuela. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed Thursday.